Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link's fourth quarter 2017 earnings release presentation. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figures, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. I'll also provide sales overview by regions and by products breakdown. If you will please turn to page two for our fourth quarter income statement. During the fourth quarter of 2017, D-Link registered total revenue of NT dollar 5.007 billion, or 2.2% increase from sequential quarter, but 14.6% below last year's same quarter. Europe's sequential quarter sales were up 28.9% as retail sales pickup coincide with the higher volume from project shipment. On the other hand, emerging markets reported sequential sales drop of 4%, and North America reported sales drop of 8.9% due to weaker retail sales and less project shipments. Let's move down to the gross margin. Excluding inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 27.8%, consistent with the prior quarter, and including the inventory provision write-back, gross margin was slightly higher, showing the company's vigorous effort to manage bottom line, especially in project selection. With strict spending control as well, operating expenses was down 3% from sequential quarter and 6% from a year ago quarter. With higher revenue and maintaining margin in fourth quarter 2017, the company reported net operating profit NT dollar 14 million, as management continued to strive to gain momentum to reach target operating margin. Non-operating income for the current reporting period was NT dollar 123 million, which included investment income NT dollar 110 million, FX loss 4 million, and other non-operating loss of 17 million. Consolidated net income after tax and minority interest was 73 million. EPS was NT dollar 0.11 per share based on weighted average capital of NT dollar 6.443 billion. For the summary of year-to-date 2017 performance and year-over-year comparison, please turn to page four. For the year ended 2017, D-Link posted revenue of NT dollar 19.36 billion, down 15.7% from prior year, same period, mainly from weaker retail segment in both wireless and digital home products, due to product delay, which is expected to recover as the company already announced its new mesh product, as well as the newest camera supported by the new generation MyD-Link apps in CES 2018. Gross margin included the effect of inventory provision was 26.9%, up slightly from 26.2% due to favorable product mix and margin recovery in wireless. Operating expenses was 17.7% lower than last year, well exceeded the company original target of 10% global cost reduction. D-Link continued the rebuilding effort in 2017 and striving to reduce operating loss while investing for future revenue growth after new management team took office. Focusing on driving bottom line achievement, considerable efforts was put into product development, both in software enhancement and new products, offering the most advanced technologies such as 11ax, mesh system, MIMO, et cetera. After taking a deep review of our existing businesses, the company has initiated many strategic business initiatives that aims to bring revenue growth back to the company in the growing networking market in light of the increasing IoT adoption. The company also actively support leading eco partners such as Apple HomeKit, Google Echo, Amazon Alexa in the connected home sectors. The company hope to build on the positive momentum from the fourth quarters of 2017 results, which show the positive outcome we can achieve staying focused on bottom line achievement. Turning on to page five for the balance sheet breakdown. The group continued to maintain prudent liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT dollar 3.7 billion. Account receivable was NT dollar 4.19 billion, in line with the revenue and credit term offered. On the other hand, inventory was 3.19 billion and down 262 million, and inventory turn improved to 81 days. Now please turn to page six for the company key financial ratios. AR days was 84 days with higher project shipment, and inventory days were 81 days, in line with normal business conversion. In terms of liquidity position, the company remains healthy with current ratio of 1.56 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.45. Return of equity for the fourth quarter was positive 3.2%. Now please turn to page 7 for our quarterly revenue by region. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging and Asia Pacific continued to be the most important market, accounting for 61.9% of our group revenues, followed by Europe, 26.2%, and North America, 11.9%. For the North America region, fourth quarter 17 sales were down 8.9% on quarter-over-quarter basis due to sluggish retail sales. In the fourth quarter, Europe grew 28.9% from sequential quarter, benefiting from higher retail sales as well as broadband project shipments. Emerging and Asia Pacific markets were down 4%, reflecting stagnant economy in most regions. Please move to page 8, which show our 2017 fourth quarter revenue breakdown by product category. Switch and wireless together contributed to 65.7% of total fourth quarter revenue, while broadband was at 13.5%, digital home at 7.6%, and others with 13.3%. During the fourth quarter, switch sales were up 19.5%, riding on strength in Europe and emerging markets. Wireless products were down 17.6% from sequential quarter as we faced increased market competition as well as product delay in the new mesh routers launch. Broadband and digital home product sales were in par with prior quarter, and others category increased 9.3% from sequential quarter. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to contact Dealing Investor Relations.